This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Colonel Galen Shaw's retired United States Army is with us, and they have a brand new reality show that is being shopped for production. And Colonel, thank you for joining us, because I know that you are very much into history, and it's a reality television program. I've never heard of a member of the military being involved at a production level, but this does have history as its subject, right?
It does, Phil, and thank you for allowing us to be on your program this evening. We are excited about being a part of this program called The People Decide. The recreation of historic events on a stage that travels around the country in different cities and displaying the historic event using individuals, actors, as the models for the principles, we think is a great way, Phil, to educate our young people. And if I can lend myself to an enterprise such as that, I see no reason why not to. And I've had to take a crash course in television production, but it's been very exciting and it's been very, very rewarding.
Tell me what you'd say the two most important perspectives of this is. It's that people in different cities can give you comments about the exhibit.
That is right. And it's the one that we're traveling with right now, Phil, and that we just completed production on, is the Princess Diana accident scene.
And you recreate the vehicle as it was actually seen after the accident, right?
We took, Phil, the producers, actually, and the individuals in the special effects section of the studio took a 1997 S280 Mercedes, and as accurately as they could from the forensic reports and the police reports, literally destroyed this car. In the same manner, the same kind of damage and so forth. And we have actors that we don't use mannequins. We have real people who are posed, Phil, and your listeners, in exactly the same position, all right, as those who died that night in Paris. We've studied the forensic reports and the police reports, and we positioned the various actors.
And they're all playing parts, like the parts of Diana?
Yes, Phil. The part of Diana, Dodi Fayed, who is her escort that evening, the man who was with her, Trevor Rees-Jones, who was the bodyguard, and Henri Paul, who, as you know, was the chauffeur. These were the occupants of the car. The individual actors that we have posing are people that assume the exact position of each of those people when the paramedics arrived. Now, we spent upwards of $750,000 traveling the United States with this exhibit, and we presented it in various locales. Then we interviewed people who were invited free of charge to look at the crime scene, and then the people decide.
Well, what are they deciding? So they're looking at these actors in this pose, in the death poses.
That is correct, yes.
So there's an actress who is Princess Diana, and she is in the exact position Princess Diana was in when she died, as well as Dodi Fayed.
Yes. And the people decide, Phil, as to who might have perpetrated this crime. Was it MI6? Was it the drunken chauffeur? Was it paparazzi? People will, and we take 5-minute breaks every hour so that the actors get a chance to stretch.
Did you see photographs of the accident so that you could recreate this?
No, Phil, we haven't actually seen photographs. We reconstructed the scene based upon what we believe, based upon the experts that we've hired in a production capacity, what these people must have looked like when the ambulance arrived. Now, this is very specific, and we feel our reconstruction is accurate, absolutely accurate, in fact.
All right, now, the one comment I heard from some of the people that have seen this is that the Princess Diana character is indeed, it looks like she's impaled on some part of the steering column, and that was a report that we heard as well. Was that ever confirmed?
Phil, she was impaled on the steering column. I read that as well, and we do have our actor. The steering column appears to be coming out of the back of the actress who...
Oh, boy, that's got to be tough.
Well, it's tough to look at, and yes, we've said we don't... we don't want to edit it out, though. The photograph of the exhibit that you were talking about earlier.
Well, I saw in your exhibit photo there appears to be a body part hanging from the rearview mirror of the destroyed car.
We believe, Phil, through our forensic reconstruction, and forgive me for your listeners, we believe that would be the head of the Henri Paul. The impact was that strong that the head come off, or his head come off, and it is very difficult, obviously, to talk about. Yes, and it's, but I think it's important.
And so this was televised.
We videotaped every city we were in, and they're going and editing it now, Phil.
We are talking with Colonel Galen Shaw, a United States Army retired who's involved in a production capacity on a new reality show called The People Decide, where they recreate historical scenes. The show they just got done shooting, they've recreated the accident, at least the accident scene of Princess Diana, her death in the Mercedes-Benz in Paris in 1997. It has gotten a few rather, I would have to tell you, you've gotten some pretty critical reviews. We'll get to that in a minute. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The body of Dodi Fayed in your exhibit, the actor playing Dodi Fayed, is some 50 yards behind the accident. What is that part of a theory, or is that part of any photographs? You didn't see photographs?
No, this isn't just, we did not see photographs, Phil, but this is based upon a very careful redoing of the forensic material. It is our belief that Dodi Fayed, knowing the car was completely out of control, we believe he swung the passenger door open, leapt from the vehicle, and upon impact with the street, his injuries would prove fatal, but he was able to crawl up onto the curb and pull himself up into a sitting position. Now, why would he do that? Because he was a dignified man, and he didn't want to die. Obviously, he didn't want to die with his head hanging from a rearview mirror and so forth. And so being successful at pulling himself into a sitting position, he died with a smile on his face, and that's why you see that in our exhibit.
The actors that you use, are they actual physical likenesses?
Yeah, I think we are as close as we can, and that depends on the city we're in.
I have to ask you this question, because I heard that you played the part of Diana in one of the cities.
Well, that's an interesting story. The actress we'd hired to be Diana fell ill very, very late in the evening when we were about to open the exhibit. And somebody said, why don't you go out there, Colonel, and we can sort of make it humorous. And I said, well, all right. And I put on a wig, and I went out, and they put this contraption that looks like the steering column's going through my chest, and this kind of nonsense. There are times when you need to lighten it with humor. There are times when you just don't know what to do.
And so you're out there in a blonde wig and a dress with the...
That's correct. You know, I tell you, if I was still in the Army, it would have been quite a controversy. But we have a lot of fun trying to teach people about how Princess Diana died. It was very gruesome.
Now, how do you offset the cost of this? Because my understanding is people can have their photographs taken.
Yes, people can go into the exhibit and sit down next to the bodies or this kind of thing, and in one scene, we've got a few people. We'll have the actress who's playing Diana sit up for a moment and put her arm around the person who's taking the photograph.
What do you say when you get people who are saying this is in bad taste?
I'll tell you why people will never say that, Phil, because, and I think this is why the producers hired me, I'm a respected former member of the United States Army, and I don't think anyone would dare criticize any television production whatsoever that involved a retired or active member of the United States Army, such as the feeling that people have about the military today. I don't think there's anything wrong with our program, but just in case someone believes it is in bad taste to show very graphically, yes, of course, the head of Dodi Fayed dangling from the rearview mirror, they can be reminded that one of the producers is a member of the U.S. Army, retired, myself. And they immediately, especially the members of the media, immediately begin to shrink away. They think twice about whether they're going to open their big mouths and criticize what is a very important... It's not pretty, the fact that a man's head is hanging from a rearview mirror as if it's a pair of dice that you might find in a young Mexican's car. But I will tell you this. As a member of the United States Army for 31 years, and I saw combat in Vietnam and elsewhere, I'm very proud of being involved in this, and I'm very happy to know that my presence on the production staff will keep this program from taking too much flack, Because I think it's important.
Well, look, history should be recreated correctly, don't you think?
Absolutely. Phil, I don't believe in anything more strongly than that.
But you guys are going on theories that Dodi Fayed jumped from the car and didn't want to be seen laying face down, so he pulled himself up on a curb, and knowing that he was able to sit up in a sitting position, he died with a smile on his face. There's no photograph of that, is there?
Based upon the forensic material we have, we theorize that that happened, yes.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Colonel Galen Shaw. Colonel Shaw is a retired U.S. Army. He is at work presently with a production team on a show called The People Decide. It's a traveling exhibit, in this instance, of the accident scene of Princess Diana's death. They have destroyed a Mercedes S280 the way her car was. They've hired actors, four of them, more like models, to assume the death positions. And it's really more their interpretation of the forensic material that's in question here. They have a steering column going through Diana's chest, Dodi Fayed sitting upright on a curb with a smile on his face, Henri Paul being decapitated with his head hanging from a rearview mirror, and I don't know about Rhys Jones, I'll have to ask him about that. Is this an accurate depiction of what happened that night? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
We're looking forward to the next one that we're doing.
I'm here with General Galen Shaw. General Shaw is a retired colonel of the United States Army, involved in a new program, television show, a production called The People Decide, traveling exhibits showing crime scenes. And we're talking about the Princess Diana crime scene that has been recreated by your show, showing the damage done to the... What kind of Mercedes was it?
Yes, Phil, it was a 1997 S280 Mercedes, a sedan, a very substantial automobile, but certainly nothing that was going to withstand the impact at the high speeds that Mr. Paul was operating it on. And so that's why you're seeing a fairly gruesome recreative scene with the steering column through Diana's head, not through her head, excuse me, through her chest, with Mr. Paul's head, off. And so forth.
Before we get some calls, what are some of the other shows you're working on so we get this in perspective?
Some of the other shows that I'm...
No, I'm sorry. What are some of the other crime scenes you're working on?
Well, Phil, the next one that we have planned is the O.J. Simpson crime scene, where Mr. Simpson had murdered his wife, and we have hired a beautiful young woman to play Nicole Brown Simpson, God rest her soul. She is not exactly the physical type of Nicole. Nicole was, to my understanding, a slender young woman. We felt that with our next exhibit, we want to draw a certain demographic, I think, and so that's why the actress that we've hired is going to be more amply, I suppose, endowed, if you'll pardon the expression.
Is she going to look like Nicole?
Well, you're doing what's called suspending belief. So Nicole Brown, yes, she was a blonde. I believe this young lady's a redhead with very, very ample charms. But it's all the same. O.J. Simpson is alleged to have almost cut his wife's head off. And I think that if you were to carry that through, whereby there's no head at all, I guess it doesn't matter who you have playing the actress.
I want you to be aware of some of the things you're saying, Colonel. I have with the greatest respect for our Army.
Oh, I'm very much aware of the things. If I'm speaking out of school...
I think, sir, that you don't want to be involved in any production effort that may smack of exploitation of these events.
No, no. Let me tell you, I survived Vietnam, I survived our campaign in Panama, and I will tell you now, no one makes a monkey out of Galen Shaw. No one is going to try to make a tree-swinging chimp out of me, I can tell you that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You know, I think Colonel Shaw has made a monkey of himself. I called because I thought it was ridiculous and laughable that he would even consider his recreation of the Princess Diana accident scene and Dodi pulling himself after smacking the pavement at 90-some miles an hour over to the curb and setting himself up with a smile on his face. But to hear him say that he was going to have an ample endowed actress.
I don't know if you're familiar with the
ample actress in play Nicole Brown.
Are you familiar with? We have to make a success of these broadcasts. With the greatest of respect to your lady caller, Phil, I don't think she understands how television works.
Yes, but history has to be respected.
It's repugnant.
Ma'am, if
repulsive.
You could
allow people to have their picture taken as well.
Why that?
Because we need to offset the production cost to some degree, and people...
The advertising,
if you could get any,
would be what would offset your production cost.
I understand that, but when we were out on tour producing this, we did not have yet an advertiser on board. Look, they throw us a $10 bill, we let them go in there, and the actors, it's all in fun.
There's no historical value to that.
Ma'am, are you a historian? I was present at some of the most... historical moments in the late 20th century.
Well, you know what? Maybe what you all should think of doing, rather than trying to make profits off of horrific crimes, is do historical battles so that people can maybe have a better understanding of what our army has actually done for this country.
You know what, ma'am? That is a wonderful idea, and I'll tell you what ruined that idea. All of these Civil War recreators. The Civil War recreators have made those of us who made a life in the military look like weekend homosexuals running around.
Well, wait a minute. You know,
I think that this is a joke. I don't even think you are really in the Army.
Okay, I tell you what you do. You can call up the Department of Defense.
Because it sounds foolish for you to say Civil War reenactments. None of that is on TV.
No, you are
People
not familiar with
up.
Ma'am, you're not familiar.
What station is picking up any of these shows?
The Civil War reenactments. The Civil War reenactments are very, very famous and very popular, and they have.
Yeah, but people need to travel to Gettysburg to get it on. They don't have to flick a channel on their TV. What station are these going to be airing? Because I would certainly call that TV station and suggest that they not.
The program that I'm producing, the people decide.
Yeah.
You are proposing a boycott of our program. Have not even seen it. I don't think that's
After
very
just
free thinking.
Hearing the way that you've described it, yes,
I think that
would be in order.
Let me tell you what I think the problem here is. The problem is you're not Princess Diana, and you wish you had her life.
Oh, boy.
Well,
you know what?
I am very grateful that I am alive, and thank God to see
my children grow up, and I'm sure that she would have much preferred that as well.
I know.
As well as Nicole Brown Simpson, who you're going to have an ample-bosomed redhead play.
I think you are having the disrespect here.
And why do you say that?
I totally disagree.
Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, it's not a secret that the American female identified with Princess Diana to the extent that many of them wished they knew her. Now, this has been verified by psychologists.
I also wish that I could have maybe spent some time with George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, and I can assure you I don't wish I were either of those gentlemen.
In what sense did you want to spend time with them?
Just
yeah.
to hear history,
yeah.
living
yeah,
history.
Sure.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, she's insulting me.
You've insulted yourself.
No, I haven't.
The way you have
you want to spend a little. You want to spend a little special time with George Washington.
Okay,
and I think,
forget. You know what?
You
I
know
understand.
What? No, you know.
Now I understand why you're
yeah.
having an ample-bosomed redhead play Nicole Brown Simpson.
You do? Why
if
is
you
that?
If you really want to enlighten people.
Yes, we do. And as a member of the United
States. Then you know what? Maybe you should find a better way of doing so. If you want to have anything with real historical value.
All right, let me jump in here. The major areas that this caller is finding fault, and frankly, I agree. The use of an ample redhead, ample bosom redhead for Nicole Simpson.
Mr. Henry.
No, hold on for a minute. Hold on. The fact that you've got, you're theorizing things that happened at the accident.
Based upon our reading of the forensic evidence, and let me tell you who we have working for us. We have retired members of Scotland Yard. We have retired members of the Secret Service. I think they're eminently more qualified at evaluating forensic data than this lady or you.
And did they suggest that you have someone throw you $10 to get their picture taken with Princess Diana with the steering column through her chest?
You know what? You're the kind
of... Or you with the wig and the dress and the steering column through her chest?
You know, I'm gonna step down from my... You're the kind of ball breaker that is
All right, that... Hold on for a minute.
No, she's the kind of... She doesn't want me to make a dollar.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's what I'm saying.
Colonel Galen Shaw joins us. Colonel Shaw is retired military. The program, television show that you're involved in is called The People Decide, where there's a recreation of a historic accident scene or murder scene. There's been a lot of people talking tonight and at other times. You are recreating the death scene of Diana, Princess Diana. And you have the actress playing her with a steering wheel coming out of her chest. Dodie Fayed's head. What does that look like?
What does what look like, sir?
The Dodie Fayed's head hanging from a rearview mirror or whatever.
It's not hanging from the rearview mirror. The head is propped up on the dashboard. And the reason why, and let me explain to you, and one would think I wouldn't have to explain this to you or anyone. What happened to Princess Diana was a tragic event. It might have been engineered by British MI6. Phil, there is some conjecture it might have been engineered by American intelligence apparatus. It might have been purely an accident. But when you are dealing with an event that so many American women invested so much emotional energy in, to the point where they were neglecting perhaps themselves or their families, or just to the point where they were making themselves look a little foolish, I think it's important to take these events and to add a little bit of humor so that these individuals who took the death of Princess Diana as something more than what it was, simply the death of a beloved but nonetheless rather vanilla member of the monarchy. I mean, she really didn't do, as my son would say, she didn't do diddly squat when it came to any...
Well, she was involved... No, hold on for a minute. Diana was involved in the landmines...
In the what? I'm sorry?
She was involved in what? Getting rid of landmines?
Okay, let's take that as an example. What does that mean, getting rid of landmines? Where? Do you understand what I'm saying? Were there landmines in London kids were stepping on, or what?
I think in the war-torn areas.
And where is that?
Well, at the time, I believe that she was involved in trying to get rid of landmines in the Balkans.
You see, you're vague, as were most American women and most American men on what it was that Princess Diana was doing. Very vague. You don't know what that kind of work is. And therefore, consequently, you don't know whether to take it seriously.
All right, hold on for a minute. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. If you just joined us, we're talking with Colonel Galen Shaw of the United States Army. And he is telling us about the show, The People Decide, where they recreate a historic scene. Now, the recreation of the death scene of Princess Diana, where you wreck an S-280 Mercedes, where there's a steering column coming out of her chest, where there's a head propped up on the dashboard, where Dodie Fayed drags himself, pulls himself up onto the curb and dies with a smile on his face because he's dying in a fairly dignified way. All of this, you are kind of saying... is being treated with some levity.
It is a historical recreation, Phil, as well as we can...
Yeah, I know. You've said that, but now you're saying there's also some levity.
Yes, obviously there's some levity. And the reason for that is very simply this. The American female, during the time of...
Why do you single out the women? I mean, wasn't this international and universal?
It was universal, but we had, in our country, a very disturbing trend, I think, among American women... who wished that they had been Diana. More to the point, I think most American women wished that they'd have known her or wanted to feel as if they knew her. And so they became obsessed, psychotic, and as a result, we have done this recreation of her death scene, adding some levity, no disrespect, just some levity.
What makes you think it's funny? Now, just out of curiosity.
I'm not here to defend any editorial policy.
No, what's funny about Dodie Fayed leaping from a speeding car, realizing he's fatally injured, crawls to the curb, pulls himself up on the curb, sits upright, puts a smile on his face, and then dies?
What do I think is funny about that?
Yes, what's funny? Is that part of the humor?
I don't think that there is anything funny about it. I think there is something poignant, really, about a man who would do that.
But did he do that, really?
I would like to think that he did, Phil. I'd like to think that we would all do that. I would like to...
You'd like to think that when you die, you'll crawl to a curb, pull yourself up, and die with a smile on your face.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know what I would do, man.
I would like to think that we would all have the good humor and the good nature that were we to die with a steering column through our chest. At our last moment, someone requested, can I have my picture taken with you? I'd like to think we have the Christian charity to say, sure, go ahead. As you pull yourself up on your one good arm, let them take the picture, and then you drop back to the pavement dead. A smile, you know what? I like to think of that smile on Dodi Fayed's face as the one he'd have on his face right after he got done with Diana. Bent over.
All right.
Oh, wait, here come my grandkids. They've got some ice cream. What do you got for Grandpa?
Shove it.
All right, I got to go, Phil.
Yeah. You sure do got to go, man. Is this guy for real, Bud, or not?
I swear to God.
Swear to God what?
I swear to God.
Is he for real?
I swear to God.
Yeah, I can notice you're not even freaking committing to this now. This cat's talk... forget it. I'd like to think that in my moment of death, I'd pull myself up onto the curb and die with a smile on my face. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight is our webcast night. You're watching the world-famous and listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I love my mom and everything, but her and her friends, they're nothing but like suburban sex hogs.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. Thank you very much, General Galen Shaw, for being on the program. I can only say to you folks that there are times, I think, when...
Yeah!
Who's that?
It's me, Mr. Hendry. I fought my way off a hold. If you think for 1 minute I'm going to let you bend me over like I'm your jail punk, now this program...
You're done, man.
You're done, because I can call in an airstrike just as... Just lickety-split.
Bug off. But what is it with you, Bud?
I didn't do it.
He's busting off a hold, man. I want the engineers to look at that line again. All right, tonight on the Phil Hendry Show...
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. Can you guys come in and look at the phone line?
Will you shut up?
What?
I'm doing something?
Oh, sorry.
All right, tonight...
Yeah, you don't want anybody in here now, but when you get a chance...
Will you be quiet? I'm on the air right now. Go out there and do it.
All right. Do what?
Talk on the phone. How about this? Take a leak against the wall out there. No, I better not say that, Bud. You might do it.
Oh, I'm whimsical. I'm Phil Hendry.
Here is our flashback on the Phil Hendry Show, and it all started...
Now, you listen to me, you bald-headed freak.
You know, one of these days, man, I'm going to remember to cue up the Empire Strikes Back. No, one of these days... All right, it's time now for our flashback request. This is Joey. Oh, this guy. Joey, you're getting to be like a repeat emailer, man. What we call... pain in the ass. I'm sure you've heard the term. You're a good guy, though, Joey. Says here, Dear Mr. Hendry, I love the bit when Bud ordered Chinese food and spoke in Mandarin. Nothing can compare to the sign-off of Klang. And then he signs off Klang, Joey, which he says is like Chinese for out. All right, Joey, here it is, dude.
Is this the Chinese place?
What do you mean?
Can I get, I want to make an order.
What? What do you want?
I wanted to get some Szechuan chicken.
How do you mean?
What's my name?
How do you mean?
What is he saying, Bud?
I'm going to bang out of tongue. I don't care. I don't like.
Wait a minute. Where do you speak Chinese?
What's your name?
Hold on, will you? Tell him to hold on.
I'm telling you, I'm going. Hold on.
Where'd you learn to speak Chinese?
I don't know.
You speaking Chinese to that guy?
Yeah, well, no, it ain't Japanese. It's Chinese, yeah.
Tell a guy once, where did you learn Chinese?
Just listening to a lot of radio and TV.
Like who?
I don't know, people you can't understand, you know. Like Barbara Walters and stuff.
Are you nuts? You'd learn Chinese listening to Barbara Walters.
Well, just people, you know, you don't understand.
It comes out Chinese.
Yeah. Benny Hinn.
Benny Hinn. Tell a guy... What do you mean, cling?
Well, it's just like, so, you know, like we said, silverware dropping.
All right, man, anyway, I want that Szechuan chicken and that vegetable chow mein.
Well, you better call him back.
Why?
I didn't say the vegetable chow mein.
Oh, okay. Is it on the line? Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, just real fast. I got to get on with the show. Hold on for a minute. What are you doing?
I'm telling you I want vegetable chow mein.
Is this going to take all night?
No, I'm just telling him.
Well, how long does it take to say vegetable chow mein in Chinese?
I'm speaking Mandarin.
Oh, well. Hold on for a minute. What is that butthole? What is it, bud? What's the butthole line?
It was a reference to you.
Is that Chinese?
Yeah.
What's butthole Chinese for?
Butthole. Sorry.
Just tell him I want vegetable chow mein, and I don't want to take all night with it, okay? I gotta move on. Okay, that's it. I just heard that guy say something. Was that about me?
No, it wasn't.
Well, what does he mean? You know what he said. Vegetable chow mein, bud.
Right. Clang.
Okay, Joey, that's the last request we ever play for you. Don't mind your emails, just we ain't playing any more requests for you, man, with your clang out sign or whatever. All right, there's a by request flashback, bud ordering Chinese. And where did you learn to speak Chinese?
Well, like, you know, Charlie Chan movies, that kind of deal.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, Charlie Chan movies. Tonight on the Phil Henry Show, we're going to hear from Forest Ranger Lauren King. And apparently, he's going to show people that you should not put a hat and a tie on a bear, as Yogi Bear wears, because you could get your face mauled completely off. Also this evening, little Logan Benson returns with what his grandpa wants to say. And we're also going to, I understand at least, a visit from Don Parsley, who has lost track of his daughter. And he's had a forensic artist work up, you know, those photographs that will mutate what a child would look like as an adult? They can do this now. They can do it because they can actually sort of morph out it's called age progression, exactly. So that's going to be coming up in the program today. And Frank Gray, Margaret's husband, with more of his Cuddy-infused gender confusion. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, Laura Bush wouldn't say crap if she had a mouth full of it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now, I want to tell you that as of tonight or tomorrow, is today Friday? Well, this weekend, the Phil Henry blog, GeorgeWBushIsGod.com, will open up on the internet. I'm going to finish the first posting tonight. It'll be thrown up there. And since it is a weekend, it will not be open for comment. Now, during the week, we'll try and open it up for comment. But on the weekends, I ain't going to, you know, I don't like coming in and seeing 8 million Phil Henry sucks, Phil Henry sucks, Phil Henry sucks, you know, by some brain surgeon with no life and a big mitt on one hand that could develop something large, but unfortunately, what's called for is probably more like a cocktail Frank mitten. Anyway, you guys that are out there messing around on the internet and you want to post stuff, all you cats have been saying to me, hey, I'd like if you had a chat room, I'd like it if you had a message board, forget it. But I will let you post comments on our new blog, and that's so I ain't doing no political commentary because it like bums out too many people. So I'm going to do it on the blog. It's called GeorgeWBushIsGod.com, a Phil Henry blog,
It's a new day. This radio show, we'll just do whatever the hell it is we feel like doing. And if sometimes, like after the World Trade Center goes down, I talk about politics, you know what? I did it. If I had it to do over again, I would. If there's some people that don't know how to market this radio show or promote this radio show or place this radio show on affiliates because they can't quite get it because it's out of the paradigm of the whole, you know, radio experience, maybe you ought to get another job someplace doing something else, like selling toys. Now.
Boy, that was harsh.
Yeah, that's right, bud. There's more to come, too.
What a arsehole. I didn't say a-hole, I said arsehole.
Okay, hey, way to go. You learned a British word. All right, Austria. Now, the reason I'm bringing this, in Vienna, they're allowing naked people into a museum. In other words, if you show up nude or partially clad at a new exhibit called The Naked Truth, a early 1900s erotic art exhibit, you get in for free. How come we can't do that over here? In other words, if you're walking around nude in Austria, is Austria, there's something weird about Austria? I mean, I know that they sort of embraced Hitler briefly, but they're now it's just a regular place. How come we, you know, why? In Europe, they sunbathe nude. Places they're walking around with no pants on. All through businessmen go to work every day in Denmark in a full tie, coat, jacket, but no pants. And I mean no underwear. Hard shoe, you know, work, you know, regular shoes with socks, but just from the socks up to the shirt, nude. That's how their news anchors go to work. They go, good evening and welcome. I'm Bob Brimley. Underneath the jacket, stark raving nude, just hanging out. Why?
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Fair and balanced without the porn.